Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Voice of Pancreatic Cancer podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Weinberg, and I'm excited today to welcome with me our founder, Roger Magowitz, and we have Miss Arizona, Amber Bartow. Welcome, you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having us. I'm really excited to be here.
We're so excited. We have some great conversations coming up on this episode, but before we begin, I'd like to take just a quick moment to thank our sponsors. Without you guys, this would not be possible. So, Amber, let's begin with you. We're really excited to have you because we know that you're passionate about pancreatic cancer research and awareness. Mm-hmm. So why don't we start with the fact that you're Miss Arizona?
Yes. I am Miss Arizona. I was crowned this past June. And actually, it's really interesting because pancreatic cancer awareness and getting involved in raising awareness and funding for pancreatic cancer is a lot what started this journey for me. When I was 14, I lost my mentor to pancreatic cancer. And ever since then, I knew I wanted to give back. She had a really great legacy that she left of positive impact. And I wanted to do that exact thing in honor of her. And so I decided to get involved in raising awareness for pancreatic cancer, which actually led me to the Miss America organization. And I was able to serve as the Miss Arizona's Outstanding Teen back in 2014, where I purely advocated for raising awareness and funding for pancreatic cancer. Took a few years off, got through college, just built up my resume a little bit, and then competed as Miss Scottsdale this past year at the Miss Arizona competition, and won the title of Miss Arizona. And I've been able to travel all over the state advocating for people getting involved in volunteer work. And specifically this month of November, I am spending so much time raising awareness and funding for pancreatic cancer since it is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month and World Pancreatic Cancer Day is coming up. And so I'm really excited that I've been able to do that. And I'm hoping to be able to elevate it even further on a national level this upcoming December at the 100th anniversary Miss America competition.
Well, that's pretty cool, Amber. And we're also very excited because with COVID, we at the Sina Magowitz Foundation have actually been very, very busy this year and have had a very robust year. We've actually been able to expand our footprint and have now partnered with Medical College of Wisconsin and Sylvester Hospital in Florida. And we've been really encouraged with that. Thanks so much to Miranda. We've actually been able to do 40 videos this year. Thank you, Miranda. We've just now got our 15th podcast under our belt. And we're also pleased to announce that Amber will be on one of our up and coming podcasts. And it's just been a great way for us to meet and greet new people. And the podcasts that we put out are now generating 200 to 400 people that view it. And between having close to 50,000 people liking us on Facebook, we've really started to build up a great audience out there. And speaking of audience, we have Johnny Clegg, who is a singer from South Africa, who we actually put his video up on our website where he performed at one of our events in Boston, and it's now gotten over 400,000 views.
Wow.
So we're obviously trying to expand our reach and get a lot of notoriety out there, but most important, we do it for the patients. Mm-hmm. We want people to be able to learn. We brought all kinds of different doctors and nurses on our videos and podcasts. And if anybody has any special requests, please give it to us because we're always looking to help people.
And Amber, we were talking about your story before this interview, and we were talking about the fact that you lost your mentor at 13. Mm-hmm. And Roger made a comment, you know, who has a mentor at 13? So we wanted to hear more about that story and how did that relationship start?
Absolutely. So I got involved in this program called the Cinderella Scholarship Program when I was about 7 years old. My mom thought it was a play, but it was a competition very similar to Miss Arizona.
Okay.
And it was really out of my entire family and my comfort zone, honestly. But we fell in love with the family oriented positive nature of this organization. And Miss Denise, who was my mentor, she was the state director. And she is just somebody who truly encouraged everybody to be their best selves and leave that positive impact that I was talking about. And that is something that has really stuck with me throughout my whole life. As you mentioned, she was taken from us when I was just 13. But her legacy and the messages that she left with me has affected the person I am today. And I can honestly say I do not think I would be sitting here as Miss Arizona, competing for the 100th anniversary of Miss America, going to law school next year, going for some major dreams that I have in my future without the impact that Miss Denise made on my life. And she was just kind of constantly that driving force that kept me going when the going got tough. Her positivity and her words of wisdom and encouragement are something that always drove me. And that's exactly why when she was taken from us, I wanted to find a way to have that effect on other people too. And I love the awareness that you guys are all able to bring, because I think that's the first step. That's actually one of the first things that I advocate for when I talk about volunteerism, is awareness is that first step. Getting out, spreading the message, talking about what's going on, bringing just attention to pancreatic cancer and what the patients and caregivers are going through. And you guys are doing such an incredible job of doing that, as you said, like so many views, and you've got, and now all these podcasts coming out. So it's really an honor to be here participating.
Well, I have a feeling Miss Denise would be extremely proud of you.
Thank you.
And certainly will be on your shoulder as you go to compete, and just on a selfish point of view, in the world of pancreatic cancer, I'm sure everyone will be rooting you on. So when they ask you a question about volunteerism, you can certainly tell them what your passion is about pancreatic cancer, and certainly very nicely represent America. And we certainly appreciate you taking the time to be with us and to share your story, because that really is an incredible story. To be 13 years old, to have a mentor, and to look at it inside and outside and say, this is my passion. Mm-hmm. And then to be sitting here all in purple and actually being able to say that it was because of that that it took a direction in life. And I think that's why it's important for everybody to have a mentor. Because I think when you have somebody, obviously Miss Denise had a really big impact on you. And it was somebody that the loss was tragic, but the loss was tragic. And I tell people, when I look at losing my mother, I started the organization because of the loss of my mother and said, I have to take a negative and turn it into a positive, or I can't live with myself. I can't move forward. And I'm sure it was the same thing with Miss Denise. If she was sitting on your shoulder, she would be grinning ear to ear saying, oh my gosh, look where you're at, look what you've achieved. And to be able to say you're going for Miss Universe, you know, how many people get that honor? And earlier you said you only have one shot at that.
Yep.
So you have to make it good, and it's multifaceted. So thanks for being with us. And we really appreciate hearing your story, because I hope your story spreads and more people will listen to the story and share that same passion.
Well, thank you. And that's what's so important, I think, about the message of just getting out and getting involved in a passion or an area of passion that you might have. So for me, it's pancreatic cancer. And when I actually was just a sophomore in college, I was able to serve as a mentor to somebody else going through a family diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. And she was just in eighth grade and actually hadn't told any of her friends or family, or obviously her family, her friends or teachers, what she was going through. And her dad had just been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And I was able to come in and mentor her through this process for this eighth grade project where we could really kind of do anything. And we decided to try and take control of a situation that felt so negative and felt like she had so little control. And by doing that and holding a fundraiser to raise awareness and funding for pancreatic cancer, she ended up being able to actually talk about what her father was going through, what she was going through, what her family was going through. And that's really when it clicked for me, the how much volunteering and getting involved and advocating for a passion of yours like pancreatic cancer is because not only is it helping the community that you're talking about and advocating for, but it's helping you take control of a situation that might feel very negative and feel very chaotic. And in turn, you're turning it into that positive, just like you did when you lost your mother. And I think that's incredible. I think turning these negative experiences into that positivity and being able to go out in the community. This girl that I'm specifically speaking about raised $17,000 in her first fundraiser, that one that we were working on, has gone on to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for pancreatic cancer research and cancer research in general throughout her years in high school. And that's that impact of that mentor and turning that negative situation into a positive that just continues to drive me forward every day. And that's why I really appreciate organizations like this for going out and raising awareness for these causes so people can get connected with these areas where they can make an impact.
Well, and that's the domino effect. Miss Denise had an effect on you, and now you had an effect on her, and she's going to have an effect on someone else. And you know, this is life. Life is about taking a negative and turning it into a positive and trying to take a terrible situation. And when people think about pancreatic cancer, they really think about the most negative thoughts you could possibly think. And one of the things we try to do at the Sina Magowitz Foundation is put a lot of stories of hope out there. We're realistic. We know what the statistics are, but we still know there's many people who are survivors. We were just talking about one earlier that we mutually know, a KK's.
Yeah.
KK's is a 27-year survivor. I know many people. One Medical College of Wisconsin, we were talking to them, and they told us, and I'm going to have to triple check the statistics, that they have 100 patients that are now 5-year plus survivors.
Love to see it.
I could tell you folks, that's a very incredible statement to say that. Obviously a tribute to the institution, to the doctors, to the nurses, but you build this community. And when I first got involved with the foundation and started the foundation, we basically had one patient we could go to, one patient. That was pretty tragic. Today, if somebody calls me and wants to talk to another pancreatic cancer patient, I could say, where do you live? Do you want to speak to a male? Do you want to speak to a female? What's
your
age? How old
are you?
Yeah. And so we never had that. And it's all Dr. Von Hoff has always been about hope. And we've told the story before. One of his patients actually labeled him and called him Dr. Von Hope, because there are still many doctors that you would walk to today, and we hear those stories that the doctor says, get your affairs in order.
Yeah.
They leave that particular doctor, they go to another doctor or another hospital, and they're still living today. So what I also would say as we're talking, second opinions are critical. That's really not what we're here to talk about today. But I will say a second opinion is very critical, and we certainly have major institutions that we're always happy to direct somebody to do that. But so what are you most looking forward to for Miss America, Amber?
Well, honestly, it's been a dream of mine to be able to compete at the Miss America competition since, I mean, I was about 7 when I accidentally stumbled upon that Cinderella organization that I was talking about. But I think really what's incredible is the Miss America organization is taking this really incredible approach and adapting with society. It's really become about empowering women. We're actually not judged on appearance at all. And there is a lot of opportunity to speak about things we care about. And that's ultimately what led me to the Miss America program, was our social impact initiatives and the things that we can do with them. And the platform that we have to advocate, we get a podium to stand on a national level and talk about the things we care about, talk about the world's issues, talk about uplifting other people's stories. And that's probably what I'm most looking forward to. It's gonna be a great experience. I love my 50 other title holders. I've actually gotten to meet all the other states. They're absolutely incredible women, and it's just going to be incredible to be surrounded by them. But it's just going to be so nice to be in an area where we're all so passionate about giving back and making a difference in our world and becoming leaders for the next generation to foster change and innovation and empathy and just have that collaborative environment where we can all uplift each other. And I just, there's nothing like it. And so I can't wait to hear about all of their passions as well as be able to share my own on a national platform.
Well, we'll be cheering for you.
Thank you.
I think everybody in Arizona, I think you'll make everybody proud in Arizona.
Fingers crossed. It's been a while since we've been able to make it up there in the top 10, top 5. And so that's something I would love to be able to do for the state of Arizona, you know, just represent my home state. I love it here so much. I've been able to travel to every corner of the state. I'm actually headed to Yuma this weekend. I just came from Prescott. I was down in Cochise County earlier last month. And so I just hope to be able to really make everybody proud and be able to share that impact that I've been able to make here in the state, and then hopefully get a promotion to make it on a national level.
Yeah. Well, I have a question for both of you, because, I mean, obviously you turned, like Roger said, something that happened that was so negative into an amazing positive of competing for Miss America. And then Roger, what happened with you, I mean, you've turned it into over $12 million for research. What would you say to someone that's going through something negative right now that can't even imagine trying to turn it into a positive and hears that and maybe like scoffs or rolls their eyes and thinks there's nothing good can come from this? What would you say to that person?
Well, I would say life is all about your attitude. And, you know, life is always going to throw you curveballs. And life is not about, you know, no one lives the Leave It to Beaver lifestyle anymore. And so it's all about empowering yourself. It's all about you wanting to have an impact. It's all wanting you to reach out to people, because most of the times I find if somebody has a passion and someone really wants to do something, there's always people around them that are more than happy to prop you up, just mm-hmm. like your mentor at a young age. But you have to show some enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. You have to want to, if you, long as you want to get out of your problem, as long as you want to get out of your situation, you can do it. Everybody has it. They just don't realize they have it. And what they do need is a good mentor. They do need a good family.
Someone to give them that push, yeah.
They just need some friends that are willing to say, you can do this. And even though you're in the most tragic situation in your life, if we collectively collaborate and put all of our heads together, we certainly can work out of any situation. And that's really what the foundation has done. We always worked very closely with Ana Health and Dr. Von Hoff and Erkut Borazansi here at Ana Health. But because we had patients all over the country, we started to work with Dr. Doug Evans in Wisconsin. And part of that reason was not everybody has the money to travel to Arizona or the family structure to get here. So we started to work with Medical College of Wisconsin. And truthfully, it was a great hit. It was a big hit. And to me, yeah. we were able to help more people. We were able to save more lives. So then we had a doctor, Dr. Peter Hussein, out of Miami at Sylvester Hospital. And I kept hearing his name, and I said, Dr. Von Hoff, we have some older doctors here, but now we need some younger doctors. Who's one of the top researchers in the world? And he said, I believe we need to get Dr. Peter Hussein on board. And we got Peter on board. And I could tell you, I've had patients now go to him and they say, oh my gosh, what a world of difference mm-hmm. from the doctor I was with to now working with Dr. Hussein.
And that positive attitude that you talked about.
Yeah, I mean, these doctors are fantastic, and people got to realize just because if you're in that negative situation, and even in that situation, just because you went to one doctor, you got bad news, there's always somebody else, and you have to be your own best advocate.
Yes.
And you have to work yourself out of that. And obviously, a lot of times I tell people, it's difficult for the patient. The patient needs an advocate. They need somebody yeah. to push them. They need somebody to make that call to the hospital. They need somebody to connect the dots. And that's what a good advocate will do to help that person. And when you're in the throes of the disease, your head is spinning. You're the deer in the headlights. And that's why it's so important to have a friend or a family member who's willing to get on the phone, who's willing to get on the internet, who's willing to do some research.
And be that point person when Correct. People are calling, wanting updates.
Yeah, and I think that positivity that you talked about, kind of going back to your question, is just the top thing that I can say. No matter how dire your situation might feel, trying to have that positive outlook and kind of shifting perspective. I actually had the opportunity to study volunteerism and getting involved in causes you're passionate about at a pretty extensive level through my senior honors thesis at Barrett the Honors College. And I did a 65-page research essay on the benefits and how Wow. you can match your motivations. But two areas of motivations that actually drive volunteerism are values and protection. And these are both kind of driven on the fact of things that we care about, causes that we care about, that's the values. Whereas in protection is trying to help kind of take that control and find that positivity again. And both of these things are extremely benefited by volunteer work and getting involved and being an advocate and stepping up and trying to make a difference. And while you might not feel capable of doing that right now, I encourage everybody to try and take that first step and try and become an advocate or try to give back, try to raise awareness in just one way, take 1 minute of your time. And I'm sure it will help you feel better and you'll be more inspired to help go help and continue to raise this awareness and make this impact. And the bigger impact you make, you also realize that it helps you, just like I was talking about with Leah, just like my story. And I'm sure just as you both have probably experienced, the more you can impact those around you, it also helps you feel more in control and more positive and continue to kind of have that hope that you were talking about.
Well, and when you talk about being positive, one story that comes to my mind is we lost a dear friend in the battle of pancreatic cancer, and his name is Phil Zablisky. And I still look at him as a dear friend, and his wife, Kathy, is still heavily involved in our organization and in the pancreas cancer community, which I give kudos to that because that's not easy at all. But I was speaking to Phil while he was in hospice. This man had no regrets. And the one thing he said is, I hope me going on clinical trials will help the people that are in the rears that are just coming up. And for somebody to be that positive when he knew he was days away from passing, and he did pass like 2 days later, and yet he was still positive about his life. He was still nothing but happy and thankful to the doctors and the nurses at Honor Health. And here you're saying, oh my gosh, the man is in hospice and he still has a tremendous attitude and still has hope. And I was blown away, and still today, you know, I look at Phil as just a great friend. And you talk about mentors. I look at that, I look at what Phil did as a mentor to say, if everybody could think the way Phil did, the world would be a better place. And he was a great guy, and he was a super advocate. And if I needed somebody to speak to a patient, he spoke to a patient. Both Phil and Kathy would pair up with many couples, and they would meet, and they would talk about their experiences, and they would together be a lot stronger than one. And so I always think about Phil, and I always think about how positive he would be. And I think about Dr. Von Hoff because we've had the foundation now for 20 years. I could tell you when we first started and Dr. Von Hoff would come to our annual events, there really wasn't much positivity to talk about. And in fact, one year, Dr. Von Hoff said, what am I going to speak about? All of our trials have failed. We lost X amount of people this year. What am I really going to tell these people? I said, Dan, these people still want to hear from you. They still want to get the state of the union of pancreatic cancer, and they just want to understand where we're at. They want to understand what our fight is, and we have to tell them, yes, we've had some failures, but we're moving forward. And at first, when I started with him, we would have clinical trials. Some of these clinical trials would save lives by 2 weeks. And I would say, Dr. Von Hoff, 2 weeks? What the hell is 2 weeks? He said, that's how it starts. And we would go from 2 weeks to 2 months to 2 years, and it keeps moving forward and forward. And today, obviously, there are a lot of options for patients. There are a lot of different therapies for patients. And look, pancreatic cancer is not a death sentence. And anybody who believes that, it goes back to the positivity. You have to first believe you're going to live. You have to believe in your doctors. And I tell people, you have to have a quarterback. There has to be a doctor who's sort of that mentor and the quarterback, who he's going to guide you through this disease. Because unfortunately, a lot of times in this disease, things go well, you hit a wall. Well, you have to have that doctor that you believe in. And these nurses are fantastic. I don't know how they do what they do, but you know, we're certainly very thankful to be able to do what we do, because when I look at my life, boy, this is my biggest achievement. Mm-hmm. My biggest achievement is giving back to people and knowing that I can help somebody. I could possibly save their life. And when somebody comes up to you one day and says, I want to thank you for the clinical trial that you guys funded. It saved my life, or it saved my mom's life, or my dad's life. Boy, what else can you want in life? You could hit the lottery, but that's super great. But mm-hmm. I got to tell you, when somebody comes up to you in tears and gives you a big hug and tells you the foundation saved my life, that's pretty sweet. That's sort of like winning Miss America.
Those are those moments that just matter so much. I actually remember the first time I met KKs. We were actually just sitting working a survivor table at a local pancreatic cancer event. I think it was with TGen, and we were just sitting there talking about it, and she just started tearing up and looked at me and said, it's so nice to see that our younger generation is caring about us, and to see somebody like you getting out and raising money, raising awareness, and caring so actively about pancreatic cancer survivors, patients, caregivers, and all of those affected by pancreatic cancer. And that moment, and all those moments that I've had with different survivors and caregivers and just people in the pancreatic cancer community, is what continues to drive me forward, because I remember how much of a positive impact you can make, you know, and that's exactly what you're doing. And those thank yous for those clinical trials, those possibilities of saving people's lives, that's what matters. Those are the moments that matter. That's what we should all be working towards as a society, is improving other people's lives too, you know, and those are my biggest accomplishments. Not necessarily, while I love having a crown on my head, this is really cool. I've worked really hard for this. My greatest accomplishment was actually helping that girl that I was talking about, that I mentored, be able to talk through her father's diagnosis. And while this is amazing, you know, being able to make impact on other people's lives is what is ultimately going to be my biggest impact or biggest accomplishment, and the legacy I want to leave behind, not necessarily a job title or an award or any of that. It's really those impact and that positive messaging and those positive experiences that you can leave with other people. And it's just really incredible to be surrounded by other people who have the same mission and care about the same things.
Well, I often tell people, I was in the mattress business for about 35 years, and I tell people, no one's ever going to remember me for how many stores I had or how many mattresses I sold. But I think they'll probably remember me for my efforts in the pancreatic cancer world.
Absolutely.
And to me, that's a legacy, and we have a slogan, if not me, then who?
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, Amber, you certainly fall into that category, because we tell people one person can make a difference. And when you have that, those terrible odds against you, and you say, well, what can I do? I don't really have any money. It's not about having money. It's about a matter of wanting to get out there, to develop the friendships, to have a small fundraiser. When we first did our first fundraiser, we raised $10,000. We certainly thought that was great.
That's awesome.
We've had fundraisers where we've raised over $2 million. But before you get to the $2 million, you got to get to the $10,000.
Mm-hmm. So it's just somewhere. Yeah.
As long as you are willing to start somewhere and roll up your sleeves, you're in good shape.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that what you said about 1 minute, 1 hour, as much time as you can just dedicate to trying to give back is going to make an impact in somebody's life. And, you know, I've seen that so much through being in the community as Miss Arizona, as I was a president of my sorority. I got to impact a lot of people through that too, and hold fundraisers. I was also on the cheer team for ASU, and I actually got to interact with a girl who didn't have pancreatic cancer, but she did have a different type of cancer, and her parents recently reached out and thanked me for that experience. That was years ago, but they talked about how much that just reminded her that she was a regular kid, you know, that we got to hang out, and she played with my pom-poms for a little bit, and it just was 10 minutes of my time, but it meant the world to her, and it inspired a little bit of that hope that you really need when you're going through something like that. And so that's why I just always encourage people to really get out, advocate, participate, raise awareness, because you never know how much 1 minute, 10 minutes, 1 hour of your time is going to mean to the community that you are trying to make an impact in.
Well, it's just all about wanting to move the needle. I told you, Amber, that the way we actually came to you was I was talking to Kay Kays one day, and somehow she mentioned Amber, Miss Arizona, and I, being the connector that I am, I quickly say, well, Kay, do you know Amber very well? Well, sure I do. Well, as soon as she said that, I said, well, that's great. Then why don't you please connect Amber to Miranda? And now we're here, mm-hmm. and I'm sure the relationship won't stop here. So I tell people it's all about connecting the dots. Mm-hmm. And in life, you connect the dots. And it's like when I tell people it's you connect the dots in high school, you connect the dots in careers, you connect the dots with people. And you just keep joining people together yep. and collaborating with all these different people. And before you know it, you have something super special. Mm-hmm. And that's where we feel we are today. And so when I think of that story, now because of you, I'm sure there'll be more connections or more connecting of the dots. And really, that's how we grow the foundation. We grow it one phone call at a time. And we're proud at the foundation because we have no brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. We have no overhead at the Cena Magowitz Foundation. Miranda was our first employee and our only paid employee. And I say that with pride because all the work that Miranda has done, we couldn't have done. Mm-hmm. We knew with COVID that we were going to have to make a change. And Miranda came to head up marketing communications. And it certainly has made an impact mm-hmm. in the pancreas cancer community. And people know who we are. Patients know who we are. Hospitals know who we are. And now when we want to form partnerships with other people, all they have to do is look us up on the internet or social media, and we're cranking. Like mm-hmm. I said earlier, we have over 50,000 eyeballs that follow us on Facebook. That is a lot of people. That is a lot of stories, and it allows us to help a lot of people and give them stories of hope and inspiration.
And our tagline is the face and the voice and face of pancreatic cancer, and we're really passionate about helping our pancreatic cancer patients and families be able to tell their story and use their voice. So to close, I would like to ask you, what would you say to encourage someone to use their voice, to be an advocate? I mean, obviously you've been an amazing advocate, and Roger, you as well. They could look and say, well, I don't know, I don't even know that many people, what could I do? So what would you say to that person?
Well, I think it kind of goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago, that 1 minute of your time, 10 minutes of your time, 1 hour of your time, even if it's with 10 people, with one person, you never know what that person is going through. You never know what the situations are of the people around you. So using your voice and telling your story, you're actually going to be able to connect with people that you had no idea were going through a pancreatic cancer diagnosis or serving as a caregiver to one of their loved ones. And this happens to me just being at the grocery store, you know, wearing a PanCan ribbon and talking about my story. You know, I have people approach me and be like, I lost my mother to pancreatic cancer. Or when I served as a sorority president, as I talked about, I was in recruitment and I went up to this girl who was in tears. Her mother had just been diagnosed with pancreatic mm-hmm. cancer the week beforehand, and she had just moved out of state. And wow. So you never know where those connections are going to be made. And even if you don't feel like you have any power, any influence, you do. There are people in your life that you are impacting and connecting with, and you never know what their connection to pancreatic cancer might be. And so getting up and just sharing your story, you know, raising a little bit of awareness in any way you can is probably going to impact more people than you even realize. And it constantly stuns me when I have people come up to me and be like, oh, I saw this post that you made 6 years ago about pancreatic cancer, and I know you're a very active advocate, and I wanted to talk to you about this and doing this. And or that meant a lot to me, and I never knew that there were other people. It wasn't something I talked about before I saw it, and none of that was even something that I was aware of when I was doing those activities or sharing my story. So getting out there, just sharing your story as best you can, even if it feels like it's not going to make a difference, it is. And also in turn, it's going to help you take control and have that positive outlook and try and just make right. a difference in the community that's affecting you as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, for being an advocate, We'll definitely be cheering you on in December.
Thank you. Thank you. It was so nice chatting with both of you.
Well, thank you for coming and joining us.
Roger, any final words?
My final words, we're going to root on Amber. Those are yes, my final words.
Yes, I like to
words.
Hear that.
Go, Amber, go.
Thank you. Thank Definitely. You. Yeah, shameless plug real fast. December 16th, that's when Miss America is taking place. Stay tuned for details about it. But, yeah, make sure you're watching.
We'll be cheering you on. And thank you, everyone, for watching. If you enjoyed this episode and it made you think of someone, be sure to share it with them. And then also like and subscribe for more amazing content like this. We appreciate you all.